The American swimmer Michael Phelps is one of many Olympic athletes who keeps an eye on lactic acid. It's a substance that builds up in muscles as they're pushed to the limit. So during the final seconds of a race, like yesterday's 200-meter individual medley, those levels are surging. Coaches tend to blame lactic acid for muscle fatigue, but scientists say there's growing evidence that lactic acid isn't the problem. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
After an event, Phelps trainers take blood from an earlobe and test it. That's not unusual. The sports world has deemed lactic acid the enemy of athletes. It's vilified as the substance that causes muscles to weaken when they're needed most. Professor Graham Lamb of La Trobe University in Melbourne, Australia, says that belief can be traced to experiments on frogs about a century ago.
The reason this came about is because people found that muscles fatigued and they found that lactic acid increased in the muscles, and they just assumed that it was the lactic acid causing the fatigue.
But when scientists finally got around to testing the assumption a couple of decades ago, it didn't hold up. Then came experiments that found lactic acid could actually help tired muscles. And the latest study, by Professor Lamb and his colleagues, appears to explain why. The study is published in this week's issue of the journal Science. It looked at individual muscle fibers that were made to contract over and over. Lamb says that when there was no lactic acid present, the fibers lost their electrical activity.
If that stops, muscle force stops quite dramatically. And that's where acidity is very important. It actually keeps that electrical activity going a lot longer than it would otherwise.
So producing lactic acid appears to be one of the ways the body tries to keep tired muscles functioning. Lamb says that in certain situations, high levels of acid can weaken muscles slightly. But he says the primary culprit is usually something else, like too much phosphate or potassium. At least two decades of research support the idea that lactic acid isn't what makes athletes' muscles fail at the end of a race. Much of that research was done by Dr. George Brooks at the University of California, Berkeley. He says it's been hard work getting medical textbooks and sports scientists to abandon the old view.
It's like changing the notion that the world is flat. To some people, it's obvious that the world is a sphere, but other people have thought it's flat, and it was flat yesterday, and it'll be flat tomorrow, and go on their lives, and they're very happy.
Professor David Allen isn't one of those people. He teaches physiology at the University of Sydney in Australia, and he believes that when coaches and athletes begin to understand the true role of lactic acid, they're likely to change some of their training practices. Allen predicts they'll give up techniques like taking sodium bicarbonate in an effort to reduce acid levels.
Now you could, you know, with a bit of imagination, imagine that people might be eating sour milk or something that has a lot of lactic acid in it to get some benefit by extra acidosis.
Allen says even though lactic acid doesn't cause muscles to give out, it may be responsible for some of the burn that goes with a tough workout.
Well, I think there's a better story there because, I mean, lactic acid definitely leaks out of your muscle cells and into the space between the cells, and that's where your sensory nerves have their endings. And I think it's very likely that it does contribute to the pain or some of the kinds of pain and discomfort that we feel during intense exercise.
So perhaps lactic acid is still to blame for the facial expressions of athletes at the end of a race. John Hamilton, NPR News.